badly beaten on the face, nails through the hands, through the feet, and yet, look at the expression on the face. There's peacefulness, there's resignation, there's serenity. Now, this is different than a lot of other images in history where somebody died a violent death. For example, Pompeii, when the lava flowed over people, their tortured faces, and yet there's such peace and resignation on the man on the shroud, which in my opinion would also indicate that this truly was the Son of God. A 12th reason, that there's no blood smears on the shroud. You see, if the shroud was made by putting an image over a crucified man, and once you had to take the man out of the shroud, it would smear the blood, especially the blood around the side, which is large clots of blood formed in a pool. Also, when the man was laid on the shroud, the blood flowed back here down to the small of the back. And so if anybody lifted the shroud, it would have opened up some of these wounds. It would have smeared the blood, obviously. Even on the head, you see those blood wounds coming down from the forehead? Those would have been smeared too if somebody had lifted that part of the cloth off. So what the scientists, many of them, have shown is that the man whom this shroud covered disappeared from the shroud, or one of the theories is called the collapse theory, that the shroud at the moment of the resurrection just fell through our Lord's glorified body. Okay? It's called the collapse theory, which I think is very accurate, in my opinion, because there would have been no smearing of the blood. Remember, our Lord passed through locked doors. Our Lord came through walls. You know, when the apostles were in the upper room, a glorified body can pass through material elements. And so basically, one theory, is that when our Lord was in the tomb, at the moment of the resurrection, the shroud just fell through his glorified body. And perhaps when the apostles saw this linen shroud still wrapped up, and yet nothing inside, almost like an empty shell, maybe that's what made them see and believe. So the glorified body, the qualities of a glorified body, this would also go to, I believe, answer the question on why there's no smearing of any of the blood images. Another point for the authenticity is that the image we know was made by a weightless body, because there's no marks of pressure on certain parts of the shroud when the image was made. For example, if the image was made by a burst of light and heat, the burst must have only lasted a millisecond or a nanosecond, just a very sharp blast, because otherwise it would have perhaps burned through the entire shroud. And there's even areas that were touching the shroud are not more badly burned than the areas that weren't touching the shroud. So in a sense, it's almost like the burst of light just photographed this image onto the shroud. And the scientists have determined that it was made by a body without weight. Otherwise, it would have had a different image come off on the shroud. Now, there's even more recent scientific evidence that the image was made by an upright man, okay? Now, this is fascinating, and the reason why is because our Lord had shoulder-length hair, and the hair is actually falling straight down to the shoulders. Now, if you're laying on your back with hair that long, it's going to fall back. But the way it is on the shroud, it comes straight down because of gravity. And they've done other tests with photography, and basically it seems that the shroud image was made, in a sense, in an upright position, suspended in air, with perhaps the feet also suspended off the ground. And there was a light coming from above. They've done photography with light from the sides, light from beneath, and only with light from above will you get the same kind of light-dark features on the shroud. And sort of a last comment on the shroud's authenticity is the fact that, you know, we still have the shroud, which I think is a miracle.